Kataksha Kiranachanta Naman Mohabdaye Namaha Anantananda Krishnaya Jagan Mangala Murtaye Ahamasmi Sadabhami Kadachinahamapriyaha Pramayava Hamatasiddham Sachidananda Lakshanam Mayevo Deti Chivyomni Jagat Gandharva Patanam Atoham Nakatam Brahma Sarvagnam Sarvakaranam Naswata Pratya Vignanat Niram Shatwan Nachanyataha Nachashriya Vinashane Vinashasya Tanashriya Nashosha Plosha Vikleda Chedas Chinnapaso Mama Satyairabhyani Lagnyambaha Shastrai Kimutakalpitaihi Abharupasya Vishwasya Bhanam Vasanyadirvina Kadachinnavakalpeta Vachahantena Sarvagaha Nahi Bhanat Prate Satvam Narate Bhanam Chito Chitaha Chitsambhedho Pinajasa Prate Tenahamadvayaha Nadeho Nindriyam Chaham Naprano Namano Nadihi Mamata Pariradhatvat Akridatvat Idandhyaha Sakshi Sarvan Vitav Prayan Ahannaham Kadachana Parinama Paricheda Paritapairupaplavat Sute Haminadrishyante Dukadosha Pravrittyaha Atastasyaiva Samsaraha Name Samsartra Sakshinaha Sukta Suktin Najanati Na Sukte Swapna Jagarau Jagrat Swapna Sushutinam Sakshato Hanna Tadrashaha Vijnana Viratas Suktihi Tadjanma Swapna Jagarau Tad Sakshinakatam Mesihu Nibjavyanasya Tetraha Shadvikara Vatam Veta Nirvikaro Hanyana Tadvikarana Santanam Sarvatana Vakalpate Tena Tena Hirupena Jayate Niyate Muhu Vikari Vastutas Yaisham Anusantatrata Kutaha Nachaswajanma Nashamba Thrashtum Arhati Kaschana Tauhi Prak Uttara Bhava Charama Pratamakshana Na Prakashe Hamityuktihi Yat Prakasha Nibandhana Swaprakasham Tamatmanam Aprakasha Katam Sprashet Katapya Bhati Kopyeshaha Vichara Bhava Jivanaha Avashyahyaschirakashe Vicharako Dayabhidhi
Ready for 18? This is the verse that we're on.
Atma Jnanam Atma Jnana Mahanidra Atma Jnana Mahanidra Shrimbite Smin Jaganmaye Shrimbite Smin Jaganmaye Dirgaswapne Spurantyete Dirgaswapne Spurantyete Swargamokshadi Vipramaha Swargamokshadi Vipramaha
Atma Ajnanam, Ajnana, Atma, Ajnana, Atma, Ajnana, Maha, Nidra, Jrimbite, Asmin, Jaganmaye, Asmin, so Jaganmaye is Jagatmaye, but it's a compound, Jagan, it's an affix, that Maya affix, Jaganmaye, Dirgha, swapne spuranti ete swarga moksha adi vipramaha. Okay. This is first one long compound. If you see it ending in jimbite, atma jnana maha nidra jimbite. One word ending in the locative, singular, okay? Then asmin means this in the locative singular. Jaganmaye in the locative singular. Dirgaswapne in the locative singular. Okay? So you have a whole string of locatives. And then you have spuranti, the verb. It shines or manifests, spuranti. Then you have ete, is in the nominative plural, means these. Ete. And then you have swarga, moksha, adi, vibramaha, in the nominative plural. So you have, now look at this, you have ete, this nominative, these. And then you have swarga, moksha, adi, vibramaha. This is a compound. So these, and then whatever this means. Then you have the verb spuranti. Do you see that third person plural? So that's your basic sentence. And everything else is in the locative. Everything else is in the locative. So that's telling where this basic sentence is taking place. What's the location of this basic sentence, okay? So you've got your nominative, your subject, and your verb. So let's look at the subject first. Ete, nominative, plural, these. Everybody with me? Second line, second half. Ete, from spuran, see that spuranti ete, spuranti ete, so ete, these, what are these? Swarga, heaven, moksha, liberation, adi, etc., everything else, okay? Beginning with swarga, these are big concepts. Swarga is, swarga lok is the heaven world that the karmatas, karmakanda, the first portion of the Vedas, the Vedic, people who abide by the Vedas are trying to get to heaven. You know, they're doing their rituals and their daily rituals and their occasional rituals called nitya naimittika karmas. The nitya karmas are the karmas that they do every day. They're in karmas that are enjoined to be done as part of a life, daily life. Naimittika karmas are the occasional karmas, like for instance for birthdays or giving the first name or marriage ceremonies. There's so many, taking the sacred thread, upanayanam, so many karmas that are for a person or if a relative dies, there's the shraddha, so many karmas that have to be done that are for certain occasions. So somebody within the Vedic fold is bound to do these nitya and naimittika karmas and then also to do the kama karmas, rituals in order to attain to fulfill a particular desire. And then there's the prayaschitta karmas, the karmas that you do to neutralize papas. So a person who's held in that Vedic fold will do all of these karmas and give charity, do dhanam and different things, really in order to get to swargaloka. Many people, that's their main focus of a karmata, is to get to swargaloka. Not every person, but say many people who are within the Vedic fold actually work and do very meticulously do karma and upasana in order to get to swargaloka, and that is the highest, okay? In terms of what you can gain within the creation. Moksha is for the mimukshu. So if you look at the karmakanda, you have swargaloka. If you look at the Vedanta, the uttarakanda, the Vedantas, the end of the Vedas, you have the mumukshu, okay, who is striving for liberation. So it starts with that, swarga and moksha, and etc., whatever other things that go on in this creation of duality. All of the other pursuits, all of the other actions, just all of the other, what we call vyavahara, all of the other activity in this empirical reality, that goes on. So you have swarga, moksha, adi, vibramaha. All of these delusions. all of it is moha, right? If I'm working, the one who is working for moksha is the one who doesn't have self-knowledge, because what is the reality? is that you are ever liberated. That there is no moksha, there is no bondage. These are concepts that belong to the ignorant jiva. When you gain knowledge, what do you realize? I am always liberated. I have never at any time not been liberated. In fact, I am the whole. And so moksha is as much of a delusion, Vibrahma, as is the attempt to get to Swargaloka. You know, all of these activities from moksha on down are born of Atma Ajnanam. Okay, so he says these Vibrahmas, beginning with these delusions, beginning with Swarga and moksha. Okay. Just for Sanskrit students, Swarga Moksha Adi Vibramaha, Vibramaha Namat of Pearl. So the delusions, now you have an internal Bahuvrahi, for whom the beginning is Swarga and Moksha, which begin with Swarga and Moksha. So the Vibramas are not the beginning. The Vibramas are those Vibramas which have Swarga and Moksha, etc. So it's an internal Bahuvrahi, for which the beginnings are Swarga, Moksha, Swarga and Moksha. And Swarga and Moksha is going to be a Dvandra, right? Swarga and Moksha. Mm-hmm. For whom the beginning is Swarga and Moksha, which begin with Swarga and Moksha.
Is it for whom? It's not just saying the delusions which are Swarga Moksha Adi?
No, the delusions which, you know, mm-hmm. begin with. So if you say the delusions which begin with, it's saying the delusions which have for their beginning. Otherwise, it's the delusions which are the beginning. If it was a karmadarya or an adjectival, it's the delusions which are the beginning. It's not that. It's the delusions which begin with. So when you say the delusions which begin with, that's a bahuvrahi. Mm-hmm. It's the delusions which have for their beginning. And we can talk about it more.
I thought moksha was outside the...
No, because if you feel that you're bound, then you need to be liberated.
Okay. Now, if you don't feel bound, then where's the moksha?
If you don't feel bound, you know that you're Brahman. Mm-hmm. And you know that the bondage and moksha belong to samsara and to the jiva. The jiva is mithya. Right? And so that means moksha and bondage both exist within the sphere of samsara. The self is never bound. If the self is bound and needs to be liberated, really, then there's no hope. because then the self is in a condition, and that condition needs to be changed, and then you're bound again. You're within time. You're within duality. So the whole problem is one of ignorance. You know, there's nothing you can do to liberate yourself because you're already liberated. So there's only something that has to be known.
So when you use the word moksha-ham?
Mukto-ham.
Moksha-ham.
No. You say, I am liberated. Mukto-ham. I'm just correcting your Sanskrit. Moksha means liberation, but if you say, I am liberated, you would say, mukta-aham, mukto-ham. You can meditate on that, mukto-ham, mukto-ham, like that. But who is the liberate? Who is the mukta going to? It's going to the Atma. I am liberated. Mm-hmm. That is my nature. Mm-hmm. I'm. You can say nitya mukta.
That's not delusional, right?
Not when it's an appellation for Brahman. It's a statement of fact. But if you take yourself to be bound, you know, then the idea of liberation naturally comes. I am bound, I want to be freed. And so this dvaita, this dyad of bondage and liberation belongs to samsara. It belongs to the jiva who takes himself or herself to be bound.
Yeah.
Right? And that isn't true. But that's the experience, right? And you know, the only way to get rid of that experience, that concept, is to gain knowledge of the truth of it, which is the self that is not subject to bondage or liberation, is ever free. So you could, instead of muktoham, you could say, just to nail it, nitya muktoham, I am ever free. I've never been bound, never will be bound. I am ever free. That is my swarupa. That's my nature. So here, ete swarga moksha adi vibramaha namrata pura. These delusions, such as swarga, moksha, all of these, spuranti, they manifest. They shine. They're present. Okay, they're shining. Where do they appear? Dirga swapne, in the long dream. Dirga means long. In the long dream, dirga swapne, which is what? So reading backwards. So these shine, these appear, are manifest in this long dream, dirga swapne, which is jagan maye, which consists of the jagat, of this universe, in the form of this universe. Maya means this dirga swapna is comprised, you know, is comprised of this entire jagat. Maya can mean it is full of, or it is comprised of, it is made of this particular affix. So this long dream made of the universe, which is in the form of the universe.
So is asmin jagan maya used adjectively to dirga swapna?
Yeah. Well, it's appositional.
It's appositional.
In this long dream, which is this jagat maya, which is comprised of this universe. In this asmin, you feel like this, in this asmin, dirga swapna, long dream, comprised of this universe. Or you can say, asmin, in this, you have to go, because of the maya, you have to go, maya, you have to go to the, in this long dream, which is comprised of this, in this jagat, this universe. In the form of this universe. In this long dream made of this universe, you can say. Now you have a compound. It was just, again, describe it. Atma ajnana maha nidra ajrimbate, which is created by, right? Which is created by the maha nidra, the great sleep, which is atma ajnanam. We would say that atma ajnanam maha nidra, that is a, what do you call, it's a karmadarya. The maha nidra is an adjectival karmadarya, the great sleep. But the great sleep is an appositional karmadarya with atma ajnanam, using the image, the maha, the great sleep, which is atma ajnana, the great sleep, which is, you know, self-ignorance. And in English, we just say the great sleep of self-ignorance, where the great sleep is an image, a metaphor for self-ignorance. So atma ajnanam, maha nidra, the great sleep of self-ignorance, vidrimbate.
We have a long dream is, also, or is there a distinction,
which is,
or is the same?
Yeah. Which is created by
Drimbate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just Drimbate. Which is Drimbate, which is created, you could say Dirga Swapne, the long dream in the form of this universe, which is brought about by, which is created by, so here you have a tritiya tet purusha, because past passive participle in Drimbate, which is created by the great sleep. So you've got a tritiya tat purusha, the third tat purusha, created by the sleep, which is great, karmadarya, maha nidra, which is atmajnanam. So the great sleep of atmajnanam. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody see it now? So it says, these delusions, beginning with swarga and moksha, they are shining. They are taking place here, in this long dream, in the form consisting of this universe, in the long dream consisting of this universe, which is created, brought into manifestation, what is the cause of it, is created by the great sleep of self-ignorance. Mm-hmm. Everybody see?
Yeah, that's good.
Drimbate means created. Okay.
Created by. It has other meanings too, but this is how it's usually translated.
What is the word?
Drimb.
Drimb.
Yeah. But Drimbita means like blossoms, opens up, comes into manifestation. When we use it, it comes, actually this word comes frequently. We'd usually just say it's created by, or it comes into manifestation due to. Yep. Everybody see?
So.
Atma jnana mahanidra. Wait a minute. Atma jnana mahanidra.
Atma jnana mahanidra.
Srimbite smin jaganmaye.
Srimbite smin jaganmaye.
Dirgaswatne spurantyete.
Dirgaswatne spurantyete.
Swargamokshadi vipramaha.
Swargamokshadi vipramaha.
Atma jnana mahanidra.
Jrimbite smin jaganmaye.
Dirgaswatne spurantyete.
Swargamokshadi vipramaha.
Atma jnana mahanidra.
Jrimbite smin jaganmaye.
Dirgaswatne spurantyete.
Swargamokshadi vipramaha.
Om Purnamadah
Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.